أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس إلى آخر الآية. In the previous ayats we read where Allah Ta'ala has said, He is the one and only Allah, there is nobody else besides Him. He is Rahman, He is Rahim, the most merciful, the most kind. And the connection of that ayat to the previous ayats was that the Jews and Christians particularly, and whoever else it might be, who conceal the truth, the true deen of Islam, and they don't support the people who are practicing on the true deen, but in fact they work against them. That is one of the greatest gunas for which Allah Ta'ala said that the la'nat of Allah, the malaika, and all mankind, the curses of all are upon such people. However, Allah says, even then, if they make tawbah, they will find that Allah is the one and only Allah who can forgive them. There is no other second Allah, there is nowhere they can run to, turn to, nowhere they can escape. They should come to Allah Ta'ala, He is the one and only. And He is such that He is Rahman and He is Rahim. He will definitely forgive also, and then He will shower His favors upon the people as well. When this ayat was revealed, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they said that according to them, there were many gods, and gods to do different things. They said, "How is there only one God? What is the proof that there is only one God?" They just could not understand that there is only one Allah, the one and only who does everything. Because according to them, they have so many idols, and they believe each idol is doing the various duties. So they could not believe that there is only one Allah. So they asked, what is the proof? So in this ayat then, Allah Ta'ala sent down the proof, which is very clear. The 8 proofs in this ayat Allah has sent, and the whole Quran Sharif, in fact the very word ayat, which we take and translate as a verse, the literal translation of it is a sign. Every ayat is a sign of the existence of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the great Qudrat, and all the qualities, sifat of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, 8 qualities Allah has mentioned. The first one, Allah says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِشَكْ أَسْمَانْ اور زمین کے پیدا کرنے میں, undoubtedly in the creation of the heavens and the earth. And each of this is such a thing, the 2 things, heavens and earth, if a person discusses it in detail, a whole lifetime is not enough also. How Allah Ta'ala has created the skies, at other places Allah says that you don't see any columns anywhere to hold the sky up. Like for example, just the roof of the masjid, we have got walls to support it, the 4 walls on the side. We have got columns in between to support it. But the whole sky, which is a solid structure, there is not a single column or anything. It is not suspended by chains or anything that is holding it up. Just by the command of Allah, it is standing there. And then the earth itself, how Allah Ta'ala has created the earth. The earth in the form of a round ball, more or less. A little oval. How Allah Ta'ala has made this, that for example, water comes from the top at the north of the world. When water comes down, it doesn't stop. It just carries on and overflows on everything that comes in its way. But the water that is coming in the form of waves, and sometimes very, very strong tide and strong waves, but they just come till the shore and then they go back again. Whose power is it that makes that waves to go back? Otherwise the work of water is not to go back. It should just carry on. And from the south, in the south of the world, where the water is coming from the bottom upwards, water doesn't move from the bottom up. Water only moves from the top down. Whose qudrat is it that this water comes up also to the shore and then it goes back again? The world that is round, the people who are on top of the world, It is understandable. Their legs are at the bottom, their heads are on top. Their trucks, their buses, their trains, etc. Everything. The wheels are at the bottom, the body is on top. But at the bottom of the world, it is the wheels are on top and the body is at the bottom. The legs are on top and the body is at the bottom. But we don't see it like that at all. This is all the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. On the sides of the world, the people should be all walking sideways, with the legs towards earth and the body away and walking sideways. But we don't see that happening anywhere. So and there is no end to the creation of Allah Ta'ala in the heavens and the earth. These are clear, clear signs. And anyone, as Allah says at the back, لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ, all these are signs for people who have got brains. And they will see that Allah is the one who created all this. His presence and His existence, His great Qudrat, He is Khallaq-e Azeem, the great creator. He is Khallaq-e Aleem, the most knowledgeable creator. How perfectly He has created everything. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, or raat or din ke badalte rehne mein, and the changing of day and night, how continuously it comes. Today, what time the sun rose, every year on this day the sun rises exactly at the same moment, and it sets at the same moment. Whose system is this that is working? And whose system it is that it was a dark night? It was dark, it was cool, and it was quiet at night. And now we will find that life has come. The darkness will be dispelled. And where it's gone, nobody knows. And there is light only. And then in this, Allah Ta'ala has made now, the people will be moving around. Noise will start, phones will start ringing, doorbells will start ringing, hooters will start also, you hear the hooters, all the system of Allah Ta'ala, of the changing of the night into day, and the day into night. And then this day that comes and it grows, then as we go to Asr time, everything starts getting quiet. After Maghrib, more. After Isha, everything is gone quiet again. And who is that one being that controls all this? This is clear proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala and His great power and His great Qudrat. Who makes the sun rise? The great huge ball of fire, the sun. Who controls it? And the sun is not on its own. It is fully under the command of Allah Ta'ala. Who let the sun and the earth go in its orbits? Who makes the moon, changes all its phases? And then we find the moon is completely gone, the end of the month has come. And a new moon comes again. And this is happening continuously all the time. Whose great Qudrat is this? So Allah has given great, great signs of His power and His existence. These are two of the signs here. They are altogether eight. By this easily any person can see the great Qudrat of Allah. Then it's only logical for one, a human, for his to know when he understands this by his brain, that he accepts Allah wholeheartedly. And the real thing is to fully submit to Allah. Not to act on our desires, our wishes, whatever our nafs tells us, we don't go according to that at all. But we see this great being, and Allah is, as Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali says, to zahir hai aur laak parde mein hai too. You are very manifest and open, yet you are hidden in a thousand ways. We can't see Allah, but as though we see Him, we see His Qudrat all the time. To batin hai aur sakht izhar tera. You are hidden away, but we see you. You couldn't hide. We see you everywhere. We see your Qudrat, your power. But the being of Allah we don't see. We see the curtains moving on a windy day, but we don't see the wind which is moving the curtains. So it is all Allah's Qudrat, and by which Allah, a person can understand Allah and humble himself and totally turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.